Gamer's Haven Actual Play.
Traveler, S.S. Clark. A brutal war raged between the Villani and the Third Imperium for decades. However, it has finally come to a close. Both sides having lost forces, each side sought to have the other pay for it, or at least that's what they believed if they were victorious. Luckily for the Third Imperium, they were on the winning side. In order for the Villani Empire to make reparations, they gave them one sector of their frontier space, and then promptly cut communications. Without a map or a vague idea of what's in the sector, the Imperium is set out to do it the old-fashioned way and send in the scouts. The SS Clark, a massive capital ship, has been launched to the sector to explore it. The Behemoth has two huge docking bays that house scout ships used in order to seek out these newly gained resources. Just because the Villani, however, turned over the territory, doesn't mean that they've told the people living in that sector that they've done so.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright, so we will go ahead and begin the first session of Traveler, the Exploration Campaign. Just a bit of backstory. The Third Imperium and the Villani, of course, have gotten into another war. And they duked it out, and the Imperium won in that sort of way of, yeah, we're tired of paying for this. So the Villani ceded a part of fringe space that they never particularly go to as part of, quote, reparations. Because, after all, everyone makes everyone else pay for the war. They say, of course, this sector of space is completely worth what you have spent in this war. The Imperium said, great, where are the maps? And then the Villani promptly cut communications before they actually sent any map or data about the area. So guess what? You guys are sent out on the SS Clark to go investigate and boldly go where no Imperial has gone before.
Has been smart enough to go before? Or stupid?
You guys are out in the fringes of space. When I say fringes, I mean you are literally months by a jump away. You guys are Imperial Quadrant 302, Sector 204. Just to let you know, each of those quadrants has about 100 sectors in it. So, you guys are way, way the fuck out here. Which is why one of the reasons why the ship is a big capital ship. In addition, one of the things is that there's also plenty of non-combatants and non-crew personnel. And by non-crew, I mean people sort of like teachers, daycare people, families. Hell, there are even some merchants and whatnot on the ship. Because you basically have to be a small, self-sufficient community all the way out here. You're, of course, supposed to find any resources that are useful and, of course, record all the information in the useful to the Imperium. You guys are Scout Group 3. There are Scout Groups 1 and 2, 3 and 4. There are only two scout ships that are accompanying the capital ship, the SS Clark. And of course, it works on a month-on-month-off mentality. So while 1 and 2 are out in space, you guys are taking your month worth of rest. And then when they get back, they spend a month recuperating, and Groups 3 and 4 are out.
Supposedly.
Yeah, well, that's if things go perfectly. And of course, things rarely ever go perfectly. But you work as best you can.
Alec has bought himself a rocket launcher. I have the skill. I might as well use it.
All right. Now, four of the prominent members on the ship, some of the people you know as the higher-ups, there's Captain Ronald Fisher. He is a decorated naval captain who is a brilliant tactician and combat leader and a good explorer. However, he isn't particularly good on... he's not exactly the most sociable person. He prefers to leave that to someone else. And, of course, you guys have Dr. Elizabeth White, an exemplary doctor who is working as your medical officer. And it has actually now come out that she and Captain Fisher do indeed have a tryst. The angry, bitter, and self-absorbed science officer Carl Herrmann serves on your ship as well. There are stories abound about what he has and has not done. Apparently he was in the Navy, got kicked out of the Navy for unethical reasons, spent 16 years doing unethical research, and was drafted back into the Army. Now, the thing that is most disturbing to everyone on the ship, the Imperium frowns heavily on psionics. However, Acolyte Nicole Strong is present on the ship. She is a powerful telepath and psionic. It has been explained to the crew that since you guys are going out into uncharted space, we may not encounter species who use language quite the same way we do. So in order to kind of bridge that gap, a psychic is needed. However, she is monitored at all times.
I built me a tinfoil hat.
You did build yourself a tinfoil hat. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hello.
Polio?
Of course.
All right.
Okay. Apparently, never stand behind me if I use my rocket launcher.
Yeah, bet.
Oh, duh.
Anyone else?
All right. Nope, those are the kind of the people who run it. You guys, since groups 1 and 2 have now gone out, you guys are going into Sector 204. Staying there at the loading bays, of course, Quartermaster Charleston, an old gentleman who some claim that he's from Terra itself.
Oh, Benny's awesome.
And he's the one who oversees that your ship is stocked and prepared for a month's journey and that you have emergency rations for 6 months.
Oh, good.
Well, lady and gentlemen, I wish you good luck. We have sent out some LIDAR pings into the area. We have determined that there is indeed a solar system within Sector 204. Mm-hmm. So if you gentlemen would be and ladies would be so kind as to pilot your way over there and be able to investigate.
Well, sure.
Thank you kindly.
Excuse me, Mr. Muscles. Would you mind moving my surveying equipment on board?
It's already been taken care of.
By the way, what's your strength?
A 4.
Okay, I am strong compared to you.
I'm old. She's an awful one. She doesn't quite count.
I get a +2 naturally.
By the way, is thrown a specific type of skill?
Yes.
Okay, so if I don't have a skill...
It's athletics throwing.
Oh, okay. So do I have athletics? I have 0, so I can throw grenades.
Yeah.
Okay, I just don't get anything.
So, you guys will get to make your first astrogation check of the game. Laying in the coordinates, nice leisurely time, without a problem. You guys get past the 100-kilometer jump limit, just for those of you who haven't played Traveler before. The way that you travel is that your jump drive actually exudes kind of a hydrogen bubble that basically kicks you into another dimension. Mm-hmm. And then that dimension, and you kind of fold space to get to a spot. The 100-kilometer limit is crucial because if someone gets within that 100 kilometers, or like an asteroid, it makes it nigh impossible to jump. And jump errors are horrible. Everyone remembers what happened to the SS Lewis when they miscalculated a jump, escaping pirates. The ship appeared 1 week later, it was supposed to. However, apparently everyone inside had aged approximately, judging by the skeletons, it looks like they had been in there for at least a century.
Awesome.
Wow.
And of course, needless to say, the ship was not quite prepared for a century.
All right, well, we punched it in. We're on our way.
Whee!
Well, lady and gentlemen, we got ourselves a week here of sitting and enjoying ourselves. And I got me some scotch. Don't tell the captain. Y'all want some?
No.
No, thank you.
I'll be down in the engine room.
You can, of course, introduce yourselves to each other. Your characters do indeed know each other, although you guys might not know each other.
Okay.
So, please go around the table and introduce yourself for A, the other players, and B, the people on the internet.
I am Steven. I am playing Francis Roberts. He is 35 years old. He is a scout, a veteran scout. He found something amazing, so since then they trusted him to do everything, anything he could, and they sent him several things for the last 4 years. He can't remember what he did. Probably some science experiment. Anyways, he doesn't know. He's a good old boy. He likes to be... He likes his life. It's good. He's happy. He has his little robot Fran that as soon as he can, he's going to try to put some kind of display module on it so we can actually communicate with it. It's there for security purposes, because I suffered a psychological backlash from some telepathic individuals, and there's a certain set of notes that people start singing that only exist in very few songs. The most recent was over 3 centuries old. If I hear it, it'll drive me absolutely bonkers, and I will actually try to kill everybody. And so the robot is there to counteract. Should that sound happen, it has the counterbalance for it. This is top secret information, so nobody on board knows this. Heck, I don't even know it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm the mechanic.
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
Business time.
Hi, this is Jessica. I'm playing Dr. Persia Adekalan. She's an Auslan.
That's a fancy name.
Yeah. Nothing real notable for career-wise. Nothing quite as... I like with the medic.
I'm the mechanic, not the medic. You're the medic.
Sorry, mechanic.
People call me crazy.
Anyways, yeah, nothing really fancy about her. The only real thing I really point out is that she's not married and has 5 kittens, and 3 people really hate her.
I have some enemies and some allies.
Alright, this is Alec. I'm playing Jack McAllister, 30 years old, Lance Corporal in the Marine, Marines.
Star Marines, yeah.
Space Marines. I was ground combat.
Space Marines.
I spent the first, 4 years per term? Mm-hmm. First 8 years of my career undergoing special training. I became one of the, I guess they really thought I did well in training. First time I went out to actually perform a major mission, because I'm assuming within that 8 years I did several smaller missions, I ended up brutally injured, nearly...
He got blown up.
Nearly died.
He blew himself up. He got in a rocket duel.
Yeah. So, after the military thankfully paid my medical bills... I guess they shipped me to the scouts to,
So you're going to pay back this bill.
Yeah. Hey, you've had special training.
But none of it has to do with survival on 4 other planets. Yeah, I hate you too.
Alright.
Just goes to show you all the training in the world won't save your life.
Let's get Franz here for that.
Alright, and of course, Tyler will eventually be joining us. However, he is currently off visiting his uncle.
Dun dun dun!
The jerk, how dare he put family before us?
Alright.
I'm gonna have to. Later.
As you guys are launched out into the, Oh, and by the way, you guys are, of course, in a classic scout vessel. As you guys are piling towards the destination that you've been told, you quickly, after your week of isolation with the other two compatriots, so far it seems as though people are more isolated than not.
I think I'm going crazy down here in the engine room. I get on the comms. Hey, guys. Is there a way to shut that off? Hey, guys. Anyone there? Hello? Hello? I'm so lonely. So lonely. So lonely, so sad we're alone. Should the engine make that noise? Hello?
So you guys get to deal with for a week unless you hang out with him.
It's called ignoring him.
Make a sanity check. Fail, you gain a Cthulhu mythos.
I'm sorry, you need to roll a d20 to, I suppose I walk down and offer to play chess with him if he'll show up.
Tell him shit.
I think I lose. Can I use military tactics on chess?
Yes, you can. That's actually one of the things you can do.
I've got a 4!
So I roll 2d6 and add my military and my intelligence?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, let's see. That nets me a plus 4.
I got a 4.
I got a 6.
Alec loses.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what just happened?
Here's the engine.
You see what happened?
Yeah, you see his drones floating slightly behind him, holding your queen.
Hey!
And now, because you lost, spend the next hour and a half explaining how the engine's supposed to work.
I just rolled that.
Nice. Alright.
Because I know.
Alright, so you antisocial people, head into the first solar system. It, of course, has no name because guess what? You guys are the explorers. You get to start naming the stuff.
Billy! Planet Billy.
Why do I get the feeling that's going to be what you name every planet we visit?
No, the next one's Billy Bob.
You're going to run out of things to add to Billy.
No, trust me, boy, back where I come from, there's no end.
You guys can see that it is a white dwarf sun. Now, for those of us who aren't science majors, what that means is it's a very old, cold, dying star. It looks like it's only got maybe a couple million years left in it.
Only.
Yes, eventually our sun will collapse and become this in another 100 billion years, or whatever the hell it is.
Or two.
Alright, so go ahead and give me a quick sensors check as you guys begin sweeping this system.
I did it.
Alright. After spending about a day, and it is indeed 8 hours sweeping the sensors, you can determine that in this area, you get or in this solar system, there's a planet, part one, there's a planet incredibly close to the sun, a asteroid chain in between that one and the second planet, and then the third planet is, of course, the gas giant, which you guys can use to refuel your scout ship.
Are any of these actually habitable?
Well, that will take a bit more sensor work, focusing on each planet specifically.
What a gas giant! 3. What sensors use? Nah, no matter what, I got a 5.
Okay. So you spend the next 8 hours probing the gas giant, and what you're getting is a lot of electrical interference.
Does anyone else have this skill they might want to help?
No.
Nope.
Oh, great.
The other person who might isn't here.
I got an 8.
Alright, so you succeed. The gas giant is a fairly standard hydrogen giant with a few other gases that kind of float in the area. It is roughly about 2 times the size of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, based on its trajectory, that it will eventually exit the solar system. Because the gravitational pull of it is starting to get bigger than that of the dying sun.
Oh. Do you have piloting skills?
Some.
fuel up. I'm going to take a nap. I just spent 16 hours staring at a monitor.
No, you spent 24 hours staring at a monitor.
I thought each scan was 8.
Yes. So the first scan to scan the system.
So, yeah.
No, basically what it means is you spend a couple days scanning.
You go fuel up. I'm going to go take a nap.
Autopilot. Yeah.
Jessica rolls double one, then crashes into the planet! That's the end of the game.
I was taking that.
Crashes into the gas giant. You fall through a portion of the planet.
And accidentally light it up as you're going through.
Hey, we made a new star! Alright, so the planet closest, or should we go to the asteroid belt? Try to find if there's anything there.
Do we have to go through the asteroid in order to get closer to the planet?
Nope. Is the asteroid like a sphere, or is it a belt?
It's a belt.
Okay. So no.
You could actually go up and over.
The planet, gas giant, close planet, belt.
Just as a...
But there is no up and down in space.
There's the sun. Here is planet one. Planet two. Gas giant.
Oh, the second planet.
Oh, this is the second. I thought there's only two actual planets.
No. Sorry, the gas giant, I guess, would be planet number three.
All right.
I did do the... No, okay, so... This one's actually bigger than this one. There.
Whatever.
All right, next planet. Away! I got an 8.
All right. Judging... looking at the planet, you can see that's approximately the size of Terra Mars.
Okay.
Sol Mars, I'm sorry. You can see that it actually has a... it has enough oxygen to support life, although it has enough carbon dioxide in the planet that it would have to have a respirator in order for humans to be able to use it.
What about cats?
The big thing is however, that you guys notice is, since it is so far from the sun, quote-unquote, that it's actually a frozen world. 90% of the world is ice.
Does it look like there's any life down there?
There is microbial.
We're here for a month. Might as well.
Yes.
Or do you want to go check the next planet and come back tomorrow? Because it doesn't take any time to go.
Steven's eyes are slowly beginning to flicker because each check is 8 hours. So for 8 hours, he's like, ice, 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 rock, ice, ice.
Yeah, you need some sleep.
I see me a big old icicle. Anyone want a popsicle? I'm going to go to the kitchen.
There is indeed a living area. I can stretch out the map if you really want me to.
I'm going to the kitchen. I get myself a popsicle, then I go take a nap.
As I stare at the planet, I'm like, really? What am I going to do down there?
All right, let's. You guys fly to the next planet while I'm taking a nap.
Autopilot.
Hacks!
You showed me where the button was.
If you choose to accept that, you will actually damage the sensors, requiring an engineer, requiring a mechanic check, which will take time.
What the heck? This is our first mission. I don't want to blow everything up yet.
Here we go.
All right, I make it a
and
lot.
And what are you checking?
The next planet.
All right.
The Mercury
planet. You can see that this one is slightly larger, almost Earth size. It's about halfway in between the two. You can tell that this has a... this is atmospherically dense. The pressure is incredibly high. If humans lived here, you'd probably have to live on hilly areas or close to mountainous areas.
Or in habitations.
Or in specific habitations. In addition, you of course need a oxygen supply. Because there's not enough oxygen to support humans. However, one of the things you guys also notice is that, however, this is actually a 99.95% water world.
So where's that
0.05
of that?
So, is it ice?
It's actually
ice.
Just water. however, it is actually is a temperate planet, so it is indeed water. And you can tell that there are no sapient or intelligent species. However, you can guess how many fish species there are.
Oh, see, that's what's great about having a water world, is the sensors can penetrate the water that can look at all the fish. Oh, Billy, next. There's a psychic fish. I think something's wrong with Francis. Yeah.
As the fish starts humming, and you hear it through the sensors.
Anyways. So, asteroid belts? Because so far, I don't really want to go swimming. The gas planet doesn't have anything to stand on. We can go to the frozen ice world, where we can look at microbes, which I'm sure you might find that invigorating.
Yes, I will need to get samples from both these worlds.
Oh, we're here at the water world. Let's go get some. We can use the fuel scoop to scoop up the water.
You guys actually have equipped standard on each of these is an aircraft. What that means is actually that it uses it is basically shooting enough air pressure down to keep you guys afloat.
It's a hovercraft.
It's a hovercraft. Yeah.
It's a hovercraft that can actually fly, not just hover.
And of course, you guys, the ship comes equipped standard with 6 HEV suits.
We can't actually use those.
Well, no, you actually can use them. It's just
you can have a lot of minus.
Don't expect to fight in them.
Basically, you are going.
Actually, if you're in the water, you just sink.
Mental note. Yeah, we're not going in the water.
Vacuum
right
training. Definitely something on my list now.
Yes. All right, so we're here at the water world. Let's take the hover vehicle and go down and do it. Do we have to have HEV suits on this planet?
Yes, as I said, it is a dense atmosphere. Okay. It would be, you could sustain about approximately 10 hours before you sustained bodily damage.
What does being encumbered do?
Puts basically -1 on everything if you're lightly encumbered or if you're heavily encumbered, which is 2 times. Mm-hmm. It's -3.
All right, well, I'll go down with my HEV suit and be lightly. Just -1.
I leave my rocket launcher on the ship.
I like you got something in your beard. Yeah.
Alright, well, Jessica, this is now your forte.
Let's just hope there's not the giant sharks that live down here, huh?
I make my pilot check.
Do you actually have pilot small craft?
No, but I have pilot spacecraft 1, so therefore I have pilot small craft 0.
Alright, so luckily you guys landed in an area that doesn't have a lot of turbulence or giant storm, because that would suck. You guys find that 0.5 to land on and park it there. It is kind of literally like there's a small stone plateau that your ship barely fits on. And you guys go...
This is a small planet. All right.
Planet? No. Land? Yes.
All right. So how are we going to collect the water?
Scoops.
Is indeed in the ship's locker.
Turn around.
I assumed you would have brought them with you.
All right. Well,
no laundry.
So here to drive.
You need to give me a.
Didn't say we brought it, so we don't have it.
Give me first a survival check to collect samples. After that, you can use your sciences to be able to go back and use.
What is survival based off of?
It is based off of intelligence.
Well, it depends on the situation.
Okay.
So I get 2?
2d6 plus 1 okay, for your intelligence. No, you roll 2d6 plus your intelligence modifier plus your survival rank.
4?
No, you just roll 2d6 and then 2d6. You add those numbers.
Okay.
She's in there collecting samples. One of the things is as you're kind of scooping out some of the water, some fish literally kind of walk up.
Wait, sit, walk up?
Or no, they swim up, hit the scoop, and then don't turn around. They just kind of sit there in the scoop like...
I pull out a fishing rod from somewhere.
Now, one of the things...
Be careful, Big Billy's
one of the things you do notice is that all of the stuff is... up at the surface is definitely some of the smaller creatures.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like this is probably where the small creatures use their lighter bodies and faster frames to go. However, as you kind of, you know, scoop a bit deeper,
yes.
You can tell that the fish get noticeably bigger. Now, for anyone else, I would ask them to make a strength check. However, you're an Ozlon and therefore built and incredibly strong. So you just kind of go... as you kind of... as when you pull it out, there's a approximately 3-foot-long multicolored fish with 6 eye stalks eating the sampler.
Can we keep it?
Yes.
How are you going to keep it from flopping on my boat?
It's only 3 feet long.
I know
it's
how to keep it from flopping.
Not a shark or whale.
No, no, don't kill it yet. She might need it later. I don't know. Can you breathe out of water? Poke it.
I think it's dying.
Is it?
Like you said, is there a tank?
Yeah, you could throw it in the tank, and you can see all the smaller fish are kind of like... It's like...
I put a screen between it and the other ones.
Huh.
I shall name it Tentacle Fish.
That one's creeping me out, man.
We're going to need a bigger tank.
I go up to the fish.
Kind of hits the glass. And you can see his clawed sucker kind of sitting there, attempting to eat.
We're going to want to go put it in the metal tank. Alright, so should we go back to the ship, drop these off, and come back for more, or no?
Yes, that sounds like good.
Yay!
Alright. You can make several trips. We'll just say you basically spend the next week or so doing so. Mm-hmm. And you can give me... This is a life science biology. As you're attempting to analyze these fish. Good lord. The cat apparently loves fish.
Really?
She has a fascination with fish.
The cat is interested in fish. This is such a surprise.
All right. One of the things that you're noticing is that they actually function off of oxygen just like the rest of everyone else, and it looks as though these fish have actually managed to evolve in such a way that they filter out the dense atmosphere and actually survive in the water and filter out the oxygen. Mm-hmm. You can see that, of course, it has the normal balance of predator to herbivore, and you can tell that these mainly feel on a subsistence of algae.
Hmm.
Of course, some of the bigger fish tend to be the predators. However, of course, the largest fish that you find, which you unfortunately were not able to haul onto the boat, you kind of waved at it as it went by, which was approximately the size of a city bus. From what you can tell, that subsists also on a diet of algae.
You have a big net.
They've actually found catfish about the size of semi-trucks at the bottom of Hoover Dam.
Where?
Hoover Dam.
You need a bigger net.
Well, you are not bringing that on my boat.
Let's see.
Hello, Jenny. It's the sign for stupid. Ration?
Basically, one of the things you can determine is that about 90% of these fish are actually edible by most of the standard diets.
Not puffer fish?
Yeah. As I said, about 10% of the fish you do find have, of course, poison. Some of them have neurotoxin. Some of them would just cause tummy aches. And there's one that actually There's one that actually lays its eggs inside other creature stomachs.
Andre, are the trades basically profession?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's no cook on here, so I didn't put trade cook.
So
when I say taking home.
After about a week, you have a nice wide array of samples. The cargo bay is filled with giant fish tanks.
Now we gotta go to the ice plant and hope these don't freeze.
No, it's good. And they can dissect them.
The ship is pretty well, you know...
Hey, look, I don't want none of your fancy mumbo-jumbo, okay? Wait, this is my ship. Huh.
You're not very bright, are you?
Hey, I don't want to hear none of your lip. All right, today's planet.
Shouldn't we check the asteroid field?
Add two.
Let's see. I got a 7.
Is an 8 a success?
8 is success.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes 8 hours.
Well, actually, with the computer sensor system, you should be able to find... You actually pick up radio chatter.
Can I understand it?
Do you speak Korean?
No.
Wait, don't we have translators in this
day? Oh yeah, you do. But this is a foreign area.
Oh, I doubt our sensors translate it either.
How do you get other languages?
I have language 0.
So you do indeed hear that there is chatter coming from the asteroid chain.
Did you
I get on the mic, on the comms in the star ship. Hey guys!
What does language zero net you?
Basically a smattering of tiny languages that you could order a Happy Meal with, but that's about it.
So I probably walk up and recognize it as Korean, but...
That, you're like, that one means dumbass. Because remember, the first thing you learn in any language...
No, I was in the military, so I just picked up ways to insult people in their own languages.
Jump up out of the trench. You motherfucker! I know you spoke Korean. I don't.
Well, hey, you were saying stuff in Korean. Why don't you say something? I think that might get us in worse trouble if I do.
Hey, so, do you guys want to bet pirates? Because we know there ain't from the government.
Why would they be way out here?
They're pirates.
But no one comes out here, that's the whole point.
Hideouts need to be away.
Well, they're not really good pirates, because there's no one to pirate.
You hide out here, and then you jump somewhere else to pirate. Jump back.
Do you realize it's a 3-month jump to get anywhere?
To government space. Take it from me, girlfriend. Out here, there's all kinds of stuff the government don't know about. Some things I can't even remember.
You did remember to wear pants, right?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
I ain't following those.
In the future, would you be willing to undergo an operation?
No. I got a scar from the last one.
I'm serious about the pants, by the way.
So...
Why is it...
Do we want to look into the pirates? Do we want to ignore them? Do we want to scout them? Do we want to destroy them?
We can look into them.
But how?
Figure... You said there's just radio, right? Try and figure out where it's coming from.
Ooh! There's sensors. Or comms.
It's communications, actually.
I make it. Well, it depends. What is the check? Because I got an 8 plus 1 plus 1, so 10.
Yeah, okay, it's easy enough to determine. Basically, I'm going to be using north and south kind of haphazardly. I know it's not exactly north and south in fucking space, but...
You could use the thing that they do in Star Explorer, where there's... It's all based on a planar system, like planets operate on the plane. Mm-hmm. Up is above that... Below it, and then you have starboard, which is mm-hmm. starward, and then you have, I don't know what the
other... Coreward, yeah.
No, you have the other... No, on a boat, you have starboard, and you have...
Aft.
Aft is back.
Port side.
Port. So you have starboard and port, in which in starboard is close to the... close to the star, port is further from the star.
Okay. Well, anyway...
All I have to add to this, the enemy's gate is down.
No. All right.
No.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So, you can determine that it's actually coming from a cluster of them towards the northern part of the chain.
Can we do deep sensors to find out if they've actually tunneled them out, if there's a couple of ships sitting there?
Sure. You can make a hard sensor check, which is at a minus 2.
I make it.
Can you pass me the traveler book again? I just need to look at specialization or something.
Okay. So you begin spending time looking over the sensors.
Bleep. 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 Bing! Bleep. Bleep.
You can tell that a number of the asteroids have been hollowed out, and that it looks like there are ongoing operations to hollow out several of the other asteroids.
So either miners or pirates or both.
Telling, apparently by the amount of energy residue usually coming from engines, the particulate, you can tell that this is not this definitely doesn't see a lot of traffic from big ships. Maybe once in a blue moon. However, there's plenty of smaller ones.
So something that comes here, collects stuff, jumps back. Something like our ship.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I have an idea, guys.
First, what do you think they are?
Pirates. Mining pirates.
Do they have any distinguishing marks on their ships?
You haven't actually seen any of their ships.
No, I don't even close in for them to do it. So what I suggest we do, we go to the ice planet, collect whatever we need to, come back here, try to make contact, and if we can't communicate with them, figure out what they're doing, how they are, what they are. Should all that hit the crapper, we jump away.
Have they noticed us?
No.
Are you certain?
Yes.
100% positive.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
Point proven.
I'm sorry, what? So, I don't think that they found us because, otherwise they'd try to communicate with us.
Not if they're pirates.
No, they would still try to communicate with
us. I look at the radar or our equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Your LiDAR?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm just kind of checking to see if there's anyone heading towards us.
Nope, there is absolutely zero space movement. There are no ships moving to and fro.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
It doesn't look particularly normal.
Okay.
Whereas I said that it looks like there's plenty of small ship traffic. However, there are no small ships trafficking.
Guys, they're not showing up on our LiDAR.
No, why don't we translate what the radio signal is saying?
We can try. Is it like computer use? Or is there a way to...
Sure.
I do assist you.
I got an 8. And then the assist, I don't know what the assist does exactly.
What was the effect of your assist?
It's computer's intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yeah, I got an 8.
Okay.
So, 1. So
you actually assisted her, bumping it up to a 9.
Yes.
Well, we both got 8 on our own, and then, so, between us, we got 9.
That's fine. I'm going to actually tell that whenever I'll... Basically, you can see that there's plenty of small chatter. Eventually, a bigger message kind of comes out, and it actually goes... is using Volani code.
Do we have Volani code?
That is indeed inside the database. However, it is indeed encrypted. Which means you'll have to spend computer time trying to translate it.
Do you have any ranks in it, actually?
Computer? Yes.
I have a 0.
Level 1.
You roll. I'll help. I don't help.
Rudimentary, my dear. Rudimentary, my dear Watson.
Elementary.
Rudimentary. We can't go into copyright infringement. I don't want to get sued. Do you?
Yeah, they can sue me. I have no money. Ha ha ha! Take that, internet.
I'll sue you for your student loans. Wait.
Can't.
I like how the only tactics specializations are military and naval.
All right. You easily begin translating them, babe. And what it is it looks like they're sending out messages, checking on some of the other areas. It's like asteroid 302, do you have anything to report? Asteroid 001, we have nothing to report.
Okay.
Asteroid 406, how's that mining coming along? Going along just fine, sir.
Told you, mining pirates.
What's wrong with the pirates?
Should we talk back?
Do you remember what my heavy weapon specializations were?
Well, we can use your idea, get the samples required from the frozen ice world, and we can come back and hope and pray they're not hostile.
Hmm? Alright, let's go.
Alec, your specializations were launchers.
So that's rocket launchers, grenade launchers.
And then MPA, that's...
Oh, I don't remember. Portable artillery.
Yeah, that's right. Alright. So you guys go down and collect a few cell samples. It's not terribly hard. And there's plenty of places to park on this one.
Good.
Ka-dunk.
I sit in the ship and watch them where it's warm.
Luckily, your HEV suit takes, of course, the majority of the weather. But, of course, you know, it still does drop down to, like, 40s. Inside your suit, so of course it's still slightly cold.
Like picnic in Motherland.
I have fur.
Yes, you're fine. Who cares?
I stare out the window on the ship, watching them in case something goes wrong.
How high is the gravity on this?
Up and fogging.
This has actually, I think it's about 50% Earth gravity.
Yay! I do a cartwheel.
I'm fairly certain my expertise is not required here.
Hey, those microbes might attack.
As I said, babe, you collect a few microbes because, well, it's a planet. There's lots of them.
I'll take a nice chunk of ice with me.
Stick it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
How bio-contained freezer.
There you go. All right, so back to the miners. And I mean, like, the people who are doing mining, not the 18-year-old.
Yes, we know so.
Stupid Lamplight. All right.
Lamplight Cavern.
I fucking hate them. I now realize why people want the mod to be able to kill children.
You're horrible, by the way.
I hated Lamplight.
I got a 10 on comms.
All right.
Andre, what is the official name of our government agency that we're a part of?
The Third Imperium.
You're members of the Third Imperium Recon Force.
Okay.
Scout Force.
What is our ship number?
You are the SS Clark.
But our exact scout ship number.
That's a big, long number. You can repeat it. I'm not going to repeat it. It's a big, long number.
I introduce ourselves as members of the Third Imperial Force.
You'll notice, of course, most of the radio chatter, of course, quickly goes quiet.
I project this to Asteroid 001, if I can find it.
Oh, yep.
And I introduce ourselves completely and utterly.
Completely and utterly?
Yes.
Like, do you tell them your sexual orientation?
No, but our complete military identification for foreign organizations.
Okay. There's a quick retort. Oh, by the way, what did you guys want to name your ship?
SSV Normandy.
You guys get shot.
How about Isabel?
Alright, that works. She's a good lady.
The SS Isabel.
Yolanda.
The Dasha. By the way, I told that to somebody at work today, and they actually know who that kid is. They confirmed it. Which is that much more pathetic.
Okay. Now, let me see if I can get this right. Yobasoya! Yobasoyo! SS Isabella. Please, Shipshio, Iyokchil.
Did you forget to turn the translator on?
What that roughly translates to is, greetings, SS Isabella, feel free to dock at dock, 167.
Will you have translation capabilities available upon arrival? Does anybody know official military procedures on contacting foreign life? Foreign
life?
I'm a doctor.
Yes. Sheila Hamanada.
I think that was him saying, yes, we'll have somebody available. All right, let's go land and figure out, because I don't actually experience in sentient life. All my experience has been with non-sentient life.
I'm ready my weapons, table. Make sure all of them are clean as we fly to the dock.
Okay.
I don't think we'll need the manned portable artillery.
Considering I only have a rocket launcher, I think we're fine.
I said I watch him cleaning the water.
Honestly, the rifle's about the heaviest you can get. And in civilized areas, maybe a pistol. It actually depends on the law level of the area you're going.
Believe me, I remember some of the law levels. At one point, isn't it basically illegal to own property?
Yes.
Yes, I remember the law levels. We actually have to pilot the dock. Just we don't.
No.
Okay.
As long as you're not in a rush, it is not necessarily a challenge.
No, we'll take
it. No, what it means is it adds like +6 to your docking. So I mean, you really have to fuck up.
Actually, if it adds +6, I cannot fail unless I roll 2-1. But
by cleaning, I'm not walking out with my guns drawn. It just means
it's on your back. You're prepared.
And the door opens. Frag out!
What?
All right. Is the docking area sealed? Do I have to wear my heavy suit or no?
No, it is. It is indeed sealed after you. Of course, you guys fly in, and one of the things you quickly notice is this. Actually, give me a recon check.
Recon
or social science, either one.
Recon is plus what now?
Intelligence.
+3. That gives me a 8.
Okay. This is familiar to you?
Kind of.
Anyone else just want a long shot?
From the minuses for not having the skill.
3.
I got...
You'll have a net of -2.
Am I adding social to this or what?
Intelligence, I said, or social science.
So 8. I got 5.
It's just
9.
Okay. Steven... you don't really know.
As in my experience, this is plants and animals.
You notice that this is obviously a heavily secured facility. Obviously, they are interested in keeping this place secure. You recognize this as a prison. You're decking in a prison mining colony.
Huh.
So you're, of course, just like, oh, obviously they're secure. And you're like,
I'm sitting there going, I'm landing.
Is our pilot psychotic?
Yes! I'm also the mechanic.
This is a prison. Why are we docking inside of a prison?
Because I didn't know until now. So I was going to say hello.
And of course it goes, as of course the big heavy door sealed behind you.
You're worth more to me alive, Shepard.
Alright, let's go say hello. I'm going to put on my reflect, my cloth, which I assume cloth will also be part of the military scout uniform.
You can if you want. Of course, you're in your doctor's outfit.
Remember, reflect provides nothing against slugs.
I know, that's what the cloth's for. Whole 5 points of protection.
My flax only 6.
I know. I got expensive stuff. I had the money.
If I just have, you know...
I have 20,000 credits left. I have the money,
a medical pack with me.
Okay, you've got...
Strapped around.
I have, like, 25, something like that.
You can see after, of course, the doors have been sealed, the area's been pressurized, oxygen's been pumped back into the area.
Damn, this realistic universe.
Okay, it is oxygen.
What could this be like the vids, where, you know, there's just a wall of force keeping the air in?
Okay. That movie is kind of a anti-government, where obviously they portray the Emperor as an evil son of a bitch, where in actuality we all know the Emperor's this nice, friendly guy.
Yeah.
I have seen him shoot lightning, though.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about that. Okay. And you can quickly see, coming out, once again, you, obviously, these nasty yellow jumpsuits for the mechanics, oh, gall, they're even numbered. And of course, you know, yeah, they're covered.
They can't even keep track of themselves. They have to number it.
They're covered in grease. You're, of course, recognizing the prison jumpsuits. And you'll notice that they're going around. They seem to be, you know, they walk around in parts of the ship that you can't really see.
Can you ask them not to touch my boat? Where's the translator?
And of course, you know, you guys have to exit the ship first by hopping out the same area that your air raft comes out. I'm just saying this as they're walking in. I'm not sure if you've walked out of your ship yet.
Yeah, well, as soon as it's pressurized, I'll go out. I'm bringing my pistol with me, by the way.
Okay. You can see that, of course, there's a vast population of Korean descent, but there is plenty of mix of other people as well. And up walks this shaved man. He's actually kind of got his yellow jumpsuit actually kind of tied around his waist, and he's kind of got the wife beater on underneath it.
Wait a minute. This doesn't seem right to either prisoner.
And of course, you know, he's got a shaved head, and on that shaved head you can of course see that he's got a dragon tattoo where the claws actually come down and hold his face.
I'm
like this.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Thanks, Han.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Yobo Soyo! Greetings! You must be the Imperials.
Yes. And you are?
I'm the translator you asked for. I speak Anglic.
Is that the official
language? That's the language. That's the
language
common.
Of the third Imperium.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is very excited to meet you.
Why are the mechanics numbered?
What? Oh, you're talking jumpsuit.
Yeah, why are they all numbered? I mean, can't they keep their own clothes straight?
Oh, we were issued jumpsuits, sir.
Yeah, whatever.
It asteroid, no real plate, no factories, no... Have to be very frugal.
Oh, come on, you're Asian. You guys can make stuff anywhere.
Can I roll sense motive?
Sure, if you guys want another recon check.
She's already pointed out what's going on.
13?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a prison colony. You can see that these are the prisoners.
Could you ask the guys not to touch the boat?
Just cleaning, sir.
I'd rather prefer no one touch the boat.
Let them
but it's my boo.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's my lady.
Hey. Your robot's on there?
I thought your robot was your lady.
Yes, but my robot doesn't have to know I'm cheating on her.
I can let her know.
Yeah, she won't care now.
Angry big scream. he kind of calls back, yelling after them, and they, of course, kind of go... That instantly they back up, put their hand on their head, their head to the ground. No! They kind of get up.
All right, renegade option, cap.
All right, they stay here and make sure that nothing happened to your ship, sir.
All right,
you wish to go speak to Jijo?
Go for it.
Yes. We would like to speak with.
Are you the one with diplomat? Yes.
Yes.
You, of course, are led through winding corridors, through security gates, through heavily... The bars and whatnot are now particularly evident to even you, Steven.
Well, she's pointed out, so I know what's going on now.
Yeah,
but
now you guys, obviously, you guys can see that you are obviously inside a prison.
As we're walking through, do we see a convenient amount of chest-high walls?
No, there are actually no chest-high walls.
Okay, thigh-high walls?
No, that just open corridors.
Damn it!
You can occasionally see things like sentry guns. And you can see
are
that
there orange jumpsuits behind them?
Oh, yeah. And eventually you guys are led to, of course, you can see that name, you walk into the, quote, office section of it. And you can see that this one, these are all, of course, written in Volani. Eventually, he takes you up to a head door and he kind of bows and lets you go through.
Okay.
All right, let me grab his name. All right, sitting behind a desk, you see... wow. You can see that he is not actually in the same yellow jumpsuit and whatnot. You can see that he's actually got kind of like a blue jumpsuit. And his is actually a bit cleaner than everyone else's. However, one of the things you quickly notice is, since he's got his sleeves and whatnot kind of rolled up, because one of the things you guys notice is that the air conditioning in this asteroid isn't exactly 100%.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of hot and muggy and sweaty, especially you.
Dog.
What do lions do when they're hot?
They lie underneath a tree.
you see her looking for something to lie under.
Yeah, giant lion.
I reach in my pocket, pull out a spray bottle of water.
Human lion.
No way, roll
use
the
gasoline deck. Next
as,
time.
As his sleeves are rolled up, you can see that he's actually got an entire body tattoo. And of course, stretches up here and covers his entire body. He flicks a quick and efficient glance over all three of you, almost as though he's sizing you up. The office is fairly small and spartan. You can see that it's also fairly empty, except for a computer console and a few amenities. You can see that there's still like a ficus in the corner.
There's always a ficus in the corner.
Also sitting next to him on the table, you guys can actually see a heavy pistol. In the room with him are also two of the orange jumpsuit big bruisers. Ah! Mm-hmm. Please, sit. He kind of gets up as you guys sit down. And mm-hmm. Greetings. I'm Yoon-ji.
Greetings, sir. I'm Dr. Persia, and these are...
My name is Francis Roberts. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Jake McAllister.
So, you're Imperials.
Yes, we are on a scouting vessel. We were observing the planets in this.
Our sensors picked up some sort of ship.
Yes. Only a scouting vessel.
Oh, so you're just here scouting, huh?
Yes. We were. This is a new system to us. We have no maps of the area.
Oh, so your Volani didn't give you no maps?
No.
Nope, the Imperial has officially claimed this section of space, and we are out scouting and mapping it.
Oh, okay. Well, here at New Seoul, we're a mining colony. We have precious metals and uncommon ores. We can, of course, easily continue to provide our same services to the Imperials that we did to the Valani.
Who are you trading with now?
Well, since the war, we haven't traded with a whole lot of anyone.
Ooh. I think the captain's gonna like this.
Right. In my brain.
This is, as you may have noticed, this is a prison colony. Mm-hmm. We were sent here to mine, but how do you say? It's acceptable life.
You've adapted.
Yes. Given up our... Well, most of us have given up our old ways.
It can be hard in space.
Yes.
I like it. I like it in space. Let me think.
So, what's your plans for New Seoul? Since the Imperials are obviously moving into the area.
Well, we can get into contact with our superior officers, and we can negotiate trade. We can supply you with more food in the cities. And if, I suppose, a few of you are itching to leave, we can possibly negotiate that. Of course, for the mining goods. Hmm?
So you want to use us as miners, not prison colony?
No.
It's not our place to make a decision.
From what I'm judging, well, how long have you guys, has this facility been out here working?
Oh, this facility been out here for centuries. Well, free.
Yes. Free?
Yes.
And well, since the war, everyone has either reclaimed or declaimed certain areas.
The Valani.
You like the penis?
No.
No, that's the first thing we come back from our break on. You like the penis?
No, apparently you do, though.
So what was he saying about the Valani?
The Valani, when war broke out, they left. Packed up, left. We had to break out and kind of reclaim asteroids.
Okay, so from what it looks like to me is that this is not a prison. This is just a facility that you have occupied.
It was a prison.
Yes, but the person who was in charge is no longer here. So is it really a prison anymore?
Well, I guess not. We've been trying to set things up like corporation.
Yes, and I'm sure the Imperium would be willing to help you in this new field. Erase all the previous crimes now that you have adapted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Just what we want to hear.
I'm sorry, Francis isn't laughing. Steven's laughing, because Steven knows how corrupt governments are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then maybe as a sign of good faith and who could help us. Mm-hmm.
We can do what we can.
Well, as you know, we're former prisoners. Mm-hmm. And most of us are done with that. Piracy, smuggling, whatever. We're done. But Mining Group 13 they were a real rowdy group of pirates. And they managed to break into one of the security areas and get a hold of guns. Now, we don't have a lot of guns here. As you see, this pistol is very important to me. But they have lots of guns.
So the odds have stopped against you. Mm-hmm.
They also took a couple police cutters, killed the Valani that were in them, and are now using them. Also, they refit the mining ship with guns. So production here is kind of ground to a halt. Could you help us?
Hey, we happen to have heavy weapons here. We can do it.
Yeah. I suppose I can.
So, do we have the supplies to take on that many guns?
We're PCs.
We have the power of any. Don't worry.
We can always at least just scout it out, see what the situation looks like.
Which mine is it? Mine 13.
Mining group 13. They change asteroids.
Where are they at currently?
I don't know.
We'd have to locate them via the sensors.
We can do that.
Last headcount was 20.
Only 20 of them.
And how long ago was this?
A month ago. There's a problem. There have been some murmurs that maybe Group 13 right. And some people attempted to go back to their old ways. We're trying to avoid this, but, you know, if news was bad when the Imperials arrived, they were tempted, but I think that since you allow us to be our own corporation, that will ease the tension.
Yes. I can understand that.
All right. So when you go find them, convince them of their errors, welcome them home with open arms, and then bring the Imperial in. That's if everything goes well.
Well, you're welcome to stay in New Seoul. We have plenty of food and supplies, booze.
Wait, what?
Just don't worry about it, Steven.
Did he just flash you?
No.
Where's your charger?
Is the battery dying already?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you've been playing it for a couple hours.
Okay.
Alright. So we'd need to do a sensor check to find them.
Yes. Of course.
You guys will have to exit the docking bay, because obviously being inside an asteroid might slightly screw with your sensors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we will, of course, thank him for his time and the cooperation.
You are welcome here.
We do our best to see this place through.
Hella's house is 1200 Cynthia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ang Yonggi Kashipio.
He doesn't speak Korean. If anyone does, I'm sure you've noticed.
I did a quick mechanic check on the vessel before we took off.
Sure, I'll...
No, nothing was tampered with.
Okay.
I'll do a formal... Farewell in Oslan, since he's doing it in Korean.
Well, I got an 11 on sensors.
Alright.
And that's not taking any extra time. That takes...
Alright, so that gives you a 9. Okay, so 12 hours later.
It took 12 hours to do that search?
Mm-hmm.
Taking your time.
That's what the increments of this check are.
Well, as I said, I wasn't taking my time.
Well, no, that's what the increments of this check is. It's not based off of sensors. Alright. You guys can locate several heat trails that are hopping between the... Let's see. Northeast, quote, of the rim.
Okay.
One of the things you also pick up, however, is that the northeast also has high amounts of radiation.
What kind of radiation?
Ambient radiation.
So, like, weapons radiation or just power source radiation?
Just radiation.
So they aren't employing nukes up there.
That's where the heat trails are predominantly.
We hope not, at least.
Does this ship have any weapons?
Yes. It has one pop-up pulse turret.
Yeah, like you said, it's a scouting vessel. It doesn't even have anything on the inside, does it? Nope.
You have one pop-up pulse turret.
Mm-hmm.
Grab belt of 100,000.
Okay.
Hi.
So that's what you pick up with your 12 hours of sensor work.
Bleep.
Bleep.
Bleep. All right. I say we take a nap, and we.
He's always trying to sleep after working.
I've been up staring at a freaking monitor for 12.
No, I probably recommend him. I put lead weights on your lids.
Very spicy.
Spicy, schmicy. You kidding me? I served a mission in California. I'm good.
Okay.
As you spend the majority of your time looking at the giant fish.
We have a 3-foot-long fish that has a clawed tongue that likes to stick out like a frog.
A clawed tongue.
And has 10 eye stalks.
Wow, 10 eye stalks. That's pretty impressive.
Was it 7?
It was 6.
Still, more than one.
Alright. Well, so, you guys now know they're somewhere in the northeast.
I have 10 minutes before I'm going to have to leave.
Alright. Well, then I guess that's where we'll call it, because honestly, you guys have located general area. Honestly, you're going to need a bit more specific.
Yeah.
But since there was a bunch of stuff at the beginning, we got started late, and now we're ending early. It was an hour-long intro session to Traveler, the Exploration.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamer's Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.